Welcome. You're listening to Employability powered by Serco.
Well, good morning. This is Manu Ugas with Serco of Texas and Serco Inc. Very excited to have on our podcast today Mr. Ken Trevino, President and CEO of Workforce Solutions of the Coastal Bend, located in Corpus Christi, Texas. We have the pleasure of having Ken also serve in many capacities in our community. And just looking over his very impressive bio, he's also the chairman of the Texas Association of Workforce Boards, and serves as its chair, as well as serves on the U.S. Conference of Mayors Council and leads that Workforce Development Council through many of the trends and national aspects of workforce development. So we're really excited to hear today from Ken Trevino his aspect and his perspective of workforce development. So, Mr. Trevino, welcome to Employability by Serco.
Thank you, Manuel. It's good to be here. Appreciate the invite.
Absolutely. When we were evaluating guests, you know, one of the key areas that we focus on is on workforce development as a workforce contractor. And of course, to work closely with individuals such as yourself, it's an honor. We appreciate having you on. I want to dive into some of the key areas that I think our listeners and audience would be very interested in hearing about, especially because of your tenure in workforce industry over 20 plus years, having led one of the most dynamic workforce boards in the state of Texas, regularly recognized by the Texas Workforce Commission. I want to get your thoughts on several areas, but let's start with the basics. Can you please share how you began your career in workforce development?
Sure. Actually, it was when I was working at the Chamber of Commerce. I was the executive VP there, and I'd met the new CEO at Workforce, and they were really having a struggle engaging the employer community here in Corpus Christi in the Coastal Bend. So it was a natural fit with the Chamber of Commerce with a built-in employer-based membership. So we pitched an idea, and we won a contract with the Workforce Solutions here locally, and it was really specifically to engage our membership, what the resources were that were available through the workforce system, and then open up doors into the petrochemical field and oil and gas companies that we have regionally. So that was a great start into the system, because it helped me really, you know, start that reframing discussion about what the resources that we could promote, both with employers, but also in the high schools. Eventually ended up serving on the board of directors of the local workforce board, and that opened up my eyes. I mean, the scope of what goes on through a workforce system locally in the state of Texas is really amazing. And then about 10 years ago, I jumped from the chamber into a business services role, and then the CEO position opened up a few years after that. And I really thought that this was a once in maybe 5-7 year opportunity to get into the business. And so I went for it, and I really, being the CEO here since 2010, is something I absolutely love.
Well, that's great. And just listening to your story about first being in the chamber and then being exposed to the workings of workforce within the membership, just I think speaks volumes to the foresight of being able to see how a community can thrive by recognizing the impact that workforce has in its local community. So obviously through all those years of experience as well as engagement with the community, I'm sure there's a couple of key passion points that you've identified along the way. You mind sharing a little bit about what those would be?
Sure. You kind of really led right into that, because a workforce can be a true community convener, can be a link between the employers and job seekers, a bridge between school districts and higher ed. So I really enjoy that community engagement aspect. Working to align their community resources is so important. You know, everybody has these shrinking budgets, and so aligning those resources between workforce development, economic development, and community development, and then the training opportunities is a really awesome space for us to be working in. You know, our region has thousands of jobs coming online in the next 10 years, and being that link to students, supplying them with labor market intelligence, preparing them about where those jobs are and how to get them and how to get that training is something I really enjoy, something that I think our team really enjoys.
You know, you mentioned about labor market intelligence. What does that mean? Because maybe people outside of the industry may not necessarily understand what that means. Do you mind explaining a little more on that?
You bet. In our industry, data is king. Labor market intelligence is, we have software that can, by occupation, determine where the what the wages are in real time for our community, compare those wages to any other city in the country so that employers can make informed decisions about how much to pay somebody, entry level, mid level, and then the higher end wages. It also is an opportunity for students, younger people, to think about, okay, if I go into accounting, this is what accounting jobs make in our community. This is where the training is in our community. And this is where the jobs are in this community. If I get my master's in accounting or a CPA, this is how much the salary goes up. So that's the labor market intelligence that helps folks drive the decision, both on the employer side, the job seeker side, and the training side, training seeker side.
That's awesome. I mean, to be able to see that far out in the future, especially if you're a young individual, young adult, or even a student in middle school, high school, to be able to sit down with your family and your counselor and saying, look, this is where I'm headed and I'm doing it based on information that I have available to me now. So that way, when I get out, I'll be successful in being able to find a job. And hopefully it also lowers the cost of education. As we know, seeking an education in these days is very expensive. So not necessarily prolonging the 4 or 5 year college experience, but maybe bringing it down a little quicker because you know exactly where you want to go is a wonderful thing.
That's great, exactly right.
You know, as well as you know, the labor market information and all the things that really got you going in this, you know, in your capacity as the CEO, you serve on the U.S. Conference of Mayors Board of Directors and their Workforce Industry Council. What do you see taking place on a national level or a state level that would be important for us to understand as a community and as a state and as a country?
Well, you know, you're really seeing, that's a great question, by the way, you're really seeing this nationwide shift to craft trades, construction trades, heavy construction trades, and that those are great paying jobs that require, yeah, they require training, but not necessarily a 4-year college degree. And we've, you know, been in this mindset in this country that everybody needs to get a 4-year college degree, and that is great. And so many jobs are going to require that degree and higher professional degrees. But there are a lot of jobs in the market that are great paying jobs, and we have a shortage in those industries where we really need to see more folks in electrician apprenticeships, plumbing apprenticeships, heavy construction, carpenters. So at a national level, you're really seeing this push for apprenticeship style programs. They're on the rise, and it's because of this national shortage that we have. Employers are demanding that we make this shift. So getting that information out to the communities at a local level is increasingly important.
Yeah, you mentioned I mentioned the fact about university costs, but you're absolutely right. There's opportunities for individuals to still gain great employment by seeking perhaps a college degree at your local community college or the apprenticeship programs that are investing quite a bit of resources and energy into helping individuals fill that gap. And so that's great information for perspectives on what's happening on both the national and state level. And then go ahead. Well, as I was going to say, as on the state level, you also, and I want to go back to the roles that you play, not only in your community and being so involved, but you're also the chair of the Executive Directors Council for the Texas Workforce Commissions and Texas Association of Workforce Board. That obviously is bringing another perspective more on the state level and state of Texas. Is there something you can share that we know that we need to really understand? So if individuals are wanting to move to Texas or become a part of the Texas economy, what would you say on that particular area?
Well, first of all, the Texas economy is growing faster than any other economy in the nation. And so there are lots and lots of jobs here in this in the state. It's a robust economy. It's a big state. There's lots of metro places, but also a lot of rural places that have jobs in our state. And so, you know, but what I would say about the EDC, the Executive Directors Council, is, you know, for other states and other executives, there's real power in those numbers. So there's 28 regions in the state of Texas that have workforce boards, and collecting that power to share what the challenges are and those opportunities is a great way to not only share the best practices and knowledge, wisdom, because we have so many people that have been there, done that, seen it before, and seen the varying system changes over the years. But it's a great way to convene that strength as a workforce system to provide direction to the governing agency. And for us, it's the Texas Workforce Commission.
Yeah, it's a pretty aggressive group in terms of making sure that they're advocating for the importance of workforce. And I think y'all are doing a great job there. You know, you have been the leader in establishing what I believe is to be a very key program in the community, and that's on essential skills. You actually developed the workforce readiness program, which we now call today more associated with essential skills, or previously known as soft skills. You want to share a little bit about that endeavor?
Sure. Soft skills are essential skills, as you mentioned. And, you know, when I took this position, we did a strategic listening tour with employers, met with about 100 employers in the region as part of a business retention expansion project. And what I was hearing over and over again from employers, once I get people in here that have the right type of training, they're missing something. They're missing those soft skills, as we would describe them. So we developed a program in partnership with our community college, and then we eventually brought on another community college. So the students that are going through this essential skill program, Career Ready Workforce Certification, are actually getting continuing education units. You know, what I would throw out there is every workforce system in the country needs to have an essential skills and a soft skills training program, because it's absolutely necessary as people are entering into the workplace and the workplace market. So, and that means people that have engineering degrees to entry-level retail positions. Everybody needs these. It's competencies that we would expect everybody already has, but it's really not being taught in the high schools. So, you know, it's analytical problem solving, commitment and loyalty to the employer, communication skills, interpersonal effectiveness. And then having a partner like a community college engaged in this really adds that credibility piece. So we actually have employers coming to the graduations of our essential skills training program and hiring right out of the project, because they know that the graduates of this four-day program certification have exactly what they're looking for.
Yeah, you mentioned the continuing education units, CEUs. I mean, for individuals that may not have experienced a graduation experience, whether it was in high school or in college or university level, I believe this would probably open up a great morale booster for them, the self-esteem booster to say, I can do this. You know, I graduated this course and I can take it to the next level. And then to know that you have that additional experience of being able to promote yourself to employers or business owners is a great benefit. So it sounds like it's a great program and it's getting a lot of traction. I know in looking at the research, over several thousand have gone through this course and are collecting great information at these events, as well as coming out of there in a much more proactive way of employment opportunities.
Absolutely. It's a life changer for many of these folks, because not only are they have this option to, as you said, to get a job on the back end because they're better prepared, because we're prepping them up with those essential skills of having a resume ready to go, how to go through the interview, having gone through many mock interviews during the course. But they're also prepped up to change that next part of their life if they want to go through a training program. So it's a rehearsal for them to say, okay, well, I'm meeting with Del Mar College or Coastal Bend College right now, and there is an opportunity to start a transcript with them when they're getting their CEUs. So they already have a foot in the door, and they're seeing themselves as this, I made it through this, and I can make it through this next phase because my self-esteem has changed. The person that I was, I'm releasing, because a lot of these folks are coming in to this project and this program, you know, they're unemployed. They're down and out, and they're not feeling good about themselves. And so it's a real motivating course for someone to take to change their mind about who they are and what they can achieve.
That's great. Well, speaking about those that are interested in getting employment, you know, going through your experience of rising through the ranks, being involved in the community, if someone was interested in becoming a part of this great industry of workforce and becoming a workforce professional, what advice or what steps would you share with them that they may want to consider in their career development?
Well, I would think that there's lots of ways to get engaged. You can get engaged as a volunteer, as a board member. And that's how I really got engaged in this, as a contractor and then as a board member. And it really opens up your eyes. And I think that, it's exciting when you're volunteering for something and then later on you can figure out how to get paid to do that work. But sure. Wherever you may be, there's an opportunity for you to gauge workforce, because I really feel like workforce is at a hub, is a center. So if you're working for a United Way, or you're working for a women's shelter, or you're working for a company, an employer opportunity, there are ways to engage the workforce system if that's an entry point for you. So, but if you're already in the workforce system, you see coworkers who are working totally different programs. So, to become a better and more well-rounded workforce professional, learning about TANF or childcare or business services or what other people are doing is what's going to help you advance in this system. It's the well-rounded individual that's going to end up in management in the workforce system, somebody who knows how to utilize their interpersonal communication skills with an employer, and also how to treat somebody with the dignity and respect when they're coming in our offices with outstanding customer service, because it may be the worst day of their life if they're coming into our offices. It may be, a really rough day. And so, to me, those professionals on our team have the toughest jobs because they're dealing with people who are just, they're trying to lift them up, and if we can do that as lifting up our fellow citizens with our services as a workforce system, that's something really special.
Well, Ken, I think you've definitely provided a roadmap for someone who is interested in seeking more information about the workforce industry. And I want to make sure that we also give an avenue in case people want to learn more about you. I'm going to reference your LinkedIn account that you do have on there and see over several hundreds into the thousands of connections. So obviously you're very much in tune with what the networking potential is there. But if anyone's interested, they can reference your LinkedIn account. And I just want to thank you for your time. I know you're busy leading our community and making sure that people have opportunities for employment. So we thank you for your service and making sure that there's that vision and mission always in the forefront of making people aware of the opportunities that employment brings, as well as training. And one area that we didn't talk much about, but the very key part, is the childcare role as well. Your organization brings childcare resources to help individuals that are looking for work to remove that barrier, and that's always a key barrier that may present itself. So, doing a great yes. job in that area too.
Well, thank you. It's been a real pleasure, and I really always encourage people who are interested in workforce solutions. There's so many opportunities, but it's more than just workforce development. It's about developing our community, and all workforce systems really in our country, I feel, should be thinking in terms of community development. What role do you play to grow the economy and to grow our people and build that talent pipeline so the young people in our communities can get the jobs right here in our communities and we don't lose them to other communities?
Great closing point. Again, Ken, thank you so much for your time, and
thank you, Manuel.
Look forward to our continued working partnership, and we'll see you on the next opportunity for a podcast.
Likewise, it'd be my pleasure.
You've been listening to Employability Powered by Serco. If you've enjoyed the episode, don't forget to download our app available for free in Google Play and the Mac App Store, where you can listen to previous episodes and get notification of new ones as they're released. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back soon with a new episode.